can't sleep, trapped in my own mind. Anxiety. Drowning in the darkness, just can't see the light.
Depression.
Doubtful, insecure, can I really do this?
Imposter syndrome.
I'm alone, unloved, just feel invisible.
That's loneliness.
We're not therapists, but we need one.
Hello, and welcome to We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
The podcast where we have honest and vulnerable conversations about our mental health with one another.
I'm Jay.
And I'm Anthony, and neither of us are therapists.
But we're trying to help ourselves and each other by sharing our experiences and feelings.
In this show, we'll deep dive into topics like anxiety, depression,
self-esteem, trauma, and more.
We'll talk about how they affect us,
how we cope,
and what we've learned along the way.
We're not doing this to bash or blame anyone,
especially our families, who may have contributed to our mental health challenges.
We're doing this to heal and grow,
and hopefully inspire others who can relate and open your mind to your own healing.
We also want to warn you that this show may contain some sensitive and triggering content.
We'll be talking about personal and painful things that happen to us and how they still affect us to this day.
If you're not comfortable with that, or if you feel like you need professional help,
this show may not be for you. But
if you're ready to join us on this journey of self-discovery and self-improvement, we're glad to have you.
We're not experts, but we're honest and we're not alone.
Now, let's start the timer. Anthony, how do you feel today?
Not great. It has been just one hell of a fucking week, and it's only Tuesday, and I am equal parts angry, sad, resentful, disappointed, and jaded. Yeah. Feeling a little isolated, feel a little hopeless. Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. There's a lot going on in my brain presently, and it's not super wonderful. So how are you? How are you holding up this week?
Honestly, I've checked out. I'm pretty good, but I know you probably don't know who this is, but I want you to look it up at some point. You don't have to now.
Oh,
but
okay,
it's
good.
Dorinda Medley from Real Housewives of New York. And there's a point where there's a whole video that's really popular of her, and she goes, "I'll tell you how I am. Not good, bitch." She's kind of drunk. And that is just me right now. I'm just like, I'm not good, but I'm just going.
Hate it. I hate feeling like this because I'm having a really hard time getting my head out of all the what ifs, and the what ifs are what's making things the worst. Because if I just like adopt a sort of wait and see attitude, I think I would be happier. But my brain just keeps hitting the what ifs, and part of it is because they just keep getting slammed in my face every day. I like the people who are sending me information, but I wish they would stop.
Yeah.
I just can't. I've had to nip that. Yeah.
I've definitely had to nip that because I'm just like, I understand being informed. As of now, everything is just a thought. And until the moment's coming up that I actually have to be concerned, like fighting for it, there's nothing I can do. I mean, what I can do right now is be me, do what I'm doing now, enforce my existence as usual.
Yeah.
And I have to adopt the wait and see attitude, not because I want to be ignorant and just not care, but because I'm focusing so much lately on my mental health, I have to do what's best for that also.
Yeah, which I agree.
And so I came to the conclusion that, as I think I mentioned on the other show, I'm very much a wait and see. And if you do fuck up and keep taking things away from me, what you're basically doing is allowing me to become whatever I want to become because I have nothing to lose. And I'm pretty capable, so I'm curious what I would become when I have nothing to lose.
I've got this whole just like, I think what's getting me this week is family, because I'm really struggling trying to figure out what's going to happen coming into the holidays. I know Joe isn't going to go to any of the family stuff this holiday, which I don't blame him, and I would never ask him to. But I just know that, I don't know, it's going to be weird being around people that there are people there who genuinely love me and care for me, but then there are going to be people there who say they love me, but it isn't enough, because words are not the currency of love. Actions are. And so you can tell me you love me all day long, but if you keep doing shit that tells me the contrary, all you're trying to do is gaslight me, whether you know it or not.
And that's the thing, is I think a lot of them don't understand their gaslighting, especially our conservative Christian families. They are very, very good at saying things and not actually meaning it, because they don't know how to mean it.
Yeah.
Like when my mom tells me she loves me, I'm just like, I don't doubt you do. I just don't think you know that you have a very conditional love.
And I think that's what gets me most of all, is just, it's performative. It's performative, yeah. Christianity. And it makes me so fucking mad. And at the same time, it makes me feel defeated, because there's just no arguing with it, because there's no logic behind it. It is just a very my way or the highway thought process.
I mean, my own mother told me that, she said, you just need to open your mind more. And I was like, that's very funny. I actually say the exact same thing about you.
Yeah.
And she, oh, and of course, her mind's completely open, because she has God on her side.
Oh, well, obviously, completely open. It's why she entertains anything you say to her, instead of trying to say, we're just going to have to agree to disagree. That's... I feel like screaming a lot this evening.
Well, and what's funny is, like, I started kind of bringing up my issues, because I'm just like, listen, you need to know that I'm just kind of tired of this, and I feel disrespected, blah, blah, blah. But now I'm just like, she at least knows. She doesn't understand why I'm supposed to give her all these reasons why. And I'm like, if you need me to list them out, then you're not paying attention. But so now I'm just like, I don't even want to talk about it anymore. Like, I don't want to entertain it, because it's always going to turn into this revolving pivot of everything that you can argue about and how I'm supposed to be wrong. And so I'm like, it's useless, because there's never a logic behind it.
I wish it were easier just to tell them all to fuck off. Which, I guess technically you could do it just like that, but I just, emotionally for me, I, like, my grandma and my niece are the two biggest ones I struggle with. And I don't want to alienate my niece, because she's in sort of a dependent situation upon my family.
Yeah.
And I don't want to leave her alone. More than anything, I think that's where I'm struggling, because if it was just my grandma and I knew the rest of my family was going to be there, I don't know. I struggle with that one too. I'd like to say that I wouldn't go, but I probably would for her. But at the same time, all of y'all have not taken the time out of your whole entire goddamn lives. I've been alive for 40 fucking years in 2 weeks, 2 weeks, 1 week, 1 week.
Jesus.
And yeah, I know, it's next Tuesday. Oh shit.
Wow.
But anyways, like, and you just haven't taken the time to listen. Like, it's like, I can't understand why, if someone is important to you, you wouldn't take the time to understand why they have something that's important to them. Right? Like, it's like band. Joe loves band, and he loves Color Guard. And I love that he loves those things. And so when he goes to like watch the videos, I listen to what he says about it because it helps me understand why he enjoys it. And he enjoys the performance. He enjoys how synchronized it is, especially whenever the routine is so complex and they perform it so well and they pull off difficult moves. And those are the things that make him really impressed. And also whenever the routine is so well planned and choreographed as a whole that it becomes this beautiful thing, it moves him. And that's important for me to know, right? Because I love him. And even though I didn't have band in high school and I didn't care about it because I didn't have it, it's things like that. Like I don't understand how it's so hard to, my dad is a great fucking example of this because every year his birthday is 12 days before mine. And I get him something that I know he's going to like. And at some point, he asked my mom how I knew how to get him stuff that he was going to like and that he needed. And I was just like, I just pay a fucking attention, man. I just pay attention. I just ask even the smallest amount of questions about you. And I don't think you could tell me one thing I'm interested in. I just do not think you could.
Oh, I know my family couldn't at all.
And it blows my mind because how can you raise me to be so empathetic and you just could not see me for who I am as a person?
We did it because they didn't.
It feels so strange because I feel like I've been really empathetic my whole life because that's how I was taught I should be, to the point of giving up space for other people.
Yeah.
And
I think a lot of our older parents like this taught us to be this way because they wanted us to empathize them in a sense, like to always cater to them. I think that was a training from them and a grooming, you might say.
A little bit, yeah. It's just, how did they turn out so fucking hateful? Like, what the fuck?
I think it's genuinely a generation of being selfish. I actually saw a documentary or something a while back where a guy from the Golden Age, which was their parents, he's like, where we messed up so much is science told us at the time that we really needed to cater to our kids. And he goes, and so we got them everything they needed because a happy kid was a healthy kid. And he goes, and we just fucked them up.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, we taught them how not to do anything. And he's like, and that whole generation has just become selfish and self-involved. And he goes, we messed up.
Yeah, and I can see it too. And that just, it blows my mind because I don't get it. I don't get it. I don't get how they can sit there on a fucking pulpit screaming about how everybody else is lazy but them when they're the laziest motherfuckers. And again, this is not all of them, but this
is, I know.
You know,
there's a lot of good ones out there.
Make sure there are.
There's good ones on both sides.
No, that is bullshit. Whenever you're referring to, you know, people who are minorities and people who are being discriminated against versus, you know, neo-Nazis, there are not good people on both sides. There are good people on one side.
That alone was me going, this guy shouldn't be in office, but here we are.
Here we are. I just don't get it. I don't get how we came from, you know, Bill Clinton in the 90s getting a blowjob in the Oval Office was just scandalous. And now this guy could get a blowjob on national television from, you know, a literal child and nobody would bat an eye. They'd probably make excuses and say, well, that's not true. It was edited. You're taking it out of context. Ugh.
Well, and I generally think this election was created by even more misinformation because it's accepted now. It's accepted to lie in the news and be fine. It's in mainstream media like Fox News and things like that. It's completely accepted to just absolutely falsify information. We talk about the failures of the economy and completely do not use logic behind it. We just say what we want to say, and the people that listen to it listen to what they want to hear.
Yeah. Which is funny because I've caught myself being a little bit more grain of salt with even the news media that I would normally read.
Yeah.
Or anything that might ring true to me. Because, like, what, there was one that was like, I saw some weird Facebook blurb that was like, Nissan, what is it? They lay off, set to lay off 9,000 jobs in face of tariffs. And I was like, is that true? And then I went to look at it, and they went to lay off 9,000 jobs because they were, you know, set to have a 70% profit loss this year or something like that. And I was like, well, that is not the same.
Yeah, exactly.
And so, like, I understand sensationalizing things, but it's led to this whole storm of not knowing when to believe something. And so when everything is serious, nothing is serious.
Well, and nobody also knows how to, nobody knows how to check their sources. Nobody knows how to weed out the biased thoughts in any sort of writing. I can read a news article all day that tells me what I want to hear, and I do not like to be spoon-fed what I should believe. And well, so I'm very focused on filtering that shit out, no matter who I'm reading.
And I think it's one of those things where it's easy to fall into confirmation bias no matter who you are.
100%.
And so at this point, I'm doing it to be defensive of my own well-being, because there was some like Rolling Stone article that a couple of my friends had shared talking about how Steve Bannon was basically just saying on X that, yeah, Project 2025 was the plan the whole time. And granted, there's just no like foundation to that necessarily. Yeah. There's suspicion, which I feel scared.
A lot of suspicion.
But at the same time, it doesn't really mean that it's happening, right? Like,
yeah, it means that there's a lot of people
attitude.
Yeah, it means there's a lot of people on that side that like it and want it to happen. It doesn't mean that Trump himself actually is like, yeah, I'm going to enforce all this. Now, the reason why I say that is because the document contains Trump's name alone over 300 times, I believe. And so the thing is I'm like, it's written very much from a far right bias. And while Trump is the Republican nominee, he's just a do whatever he wants person. And so if that doesn't fit everyone's agenda that'll make him look happy, then he's not going to do it.
Right. And that's where that is the other thing that causes me a small bit of anxiety with this. It's just, he's sort of unreadable in certain ways.
He's chaotic and he has no rhythm. There is always just a knee-jerk reaction to things, and it's always aggressive, it's abrasive, and it's not logical a lot of times. It is purely emotion-based.
And there's no meeting in the middle. You're either a yes man or you're out.
Yeah. You're loyal or you're gone.
Exactly. And that is just not the way you could run a country of different, you know, ethnicities, different races, different creeds, different religions, different, you know, viewpoints. You can't just say fuck you to all the other people in this country. But I mean, I guess we decided that, you know, he could.
Yeah. The other thing I'm thinking about is if this man's going to take away my rights, what's happening is the nation in general is going to collapse because he's so chaotic. And so while I'm losing shit, I'm also going to watch a bunch of people go, oh my God, I might have made a poor decision.
Yeah,
and
I know.
This
it just
is
sucks
all
that
happening
it comes
because
at
of me.
That kind of cost.
Yeah. And so I'm just like, while I'm suffering, I'm going to be happy watching you suffer because you caused this. So I don't know. It's sad that that's the route I'm going.
I mean, whatever you got to do to cope, man.
At this point. It's kind of my coping mechanism. I'm just like, I'm going to watch you guys be unhappy with your decision, which I really think is going to happen. I don't think it's going to be this guy's done everything great for us. I think it's going to start turning into these tariffs aren't good for us. Yeah. Why is everything not going down? Why are my gas prices still high? And it's because, you know, oil companies are like in his ear going, yeah, make sure we keep the prices up somehow, which he's going to tweet or, excuse me, ex OPEC and be like, hey, you know, control these prices better like he did last time. And his followers are just like, oh, he lowered prices. And I'm like, no, he didn't. He literally raised them, you idiots.
Yeah, he did nothing. And that's, I think, the part that bothers me. And that's why I also don't necessarily have faith in people being like, oops, I made a mistake, because we had to go through this for 4 fucking years. And all it is obstinance. It's just obstinance. It's just about being right. It's not about being correct. It's about being right and getting the last word. And it's just so fucking annoying, because it's like it's the most childish mentality you could possibly have. And we just chose the guy. We chose the guy with the most childish mentality you could possibly have. The guy who can't be diplomatic. He can't be strong in politics, because people are outside of the country who have nothing to do with them are just going to fucking ignore him.
But you also have to understand, we use critical thinking skills a lot, which unbelievably is more rare in society than we want to believe. But you and I use critical thinking skills a lot. A lot of people that vote do. Then there's a very large amount of people that don't have those critical thinking skills and that thrive off of hearing what they want to hear. And that's what that guy's good at doing, screaming and shouting about the things and making them this big idea that you're like, oh, my God, I get what he's saying. So it must be a problem. Because they normally don't understand what a president's saying, because presidents usually use very astute language and well thought out processes. And that's not what this guy does. This guy speaks at their level. And so they vote based off of their understanding, and their understanding's minimal a lot of times.
Which is
look at undecided voters.
US education system, and 100%. It makes sense that he would like to gut the U.S. Department of Education.
100%. And thank God we have blue states that'll fight back, in a sense.
Yeah, it's just so frustrating.
It's going to be frustrating. I think what's going to happen is it's going to impact red states like ours even more, but we already have lower ranked education systems than blue states. So
yeah,
I think it's just going to continue the nation in its normal path educational wise.
I wish there was some, like, I don't know. I'm wishing for things that won't ever exist. So I just want people to be able to see what the outcomes of the things they're supporting really are. It's like how we don't accept certain federal aid for public education in the state. And people are like, yeah, we don't take handouts. And I'm like, you are so fucking stupid. Those are your tax dollars, you idiot.
We don't take handouts. But you also don't understand.
It's not a handout. Oklahoma paid for that.
Yeah. And Oklahoma, for example, is one of the very many red states that take a substantial amount of money from the federal government, because we don't pay enough in our taxes. We have to take money from them to fulfill our regular needs as a state.
Jesus.
So we depend federally on the United States to pay for our bills, but we don't take handouts.
We don't take handouts, right.
Which is our money that we pay. Anyways, whatever.
Yeah, it's the same argument with universal health care, where, like, I don't want to pay for somebody else's health care. I don't want my tax dollars going to that. So instead, I want my personal dollars to go to a private company to pay for somebody else's health care and to make sure a few people get really rich.
Yeah, that's the interesting part to me, when people are super supportive of this privatizing things like that. And I'm just like, what you're doing is now you're taking your money and you're giving it to a business that jails, for example. You don't want to go to jail, so you're giving your money to a jail that you're never going to benefit from that, in a sense.
Yeah.
Somebody is making
money off of your back.
Yeah, so you're basically giving people money to profit. I'm so confused by this logic.
Well, it was the same thing with like the Postal Service whenever you started hearing Republicans argue about how it doesn't make any money. And I was like, it's not supposed to make money. It's a service.
That's not the intent of it. Thought
process of it. It's why you pay taxes. Like, are you guys so fucking brainwashed into capitalism that you forget that the government is supposed to exist to be a public service to all of us who pay taxes? And the answer is yes. I mean, clearly.
I can understand saying that the Postal Service should be self-sufficient in the fact that whatever we're putting in equals to what they're spending. That's where I'm like, I can see you getting that. It should not be a profitable business.
It doesn't need to be. It's not supposed to be. It's supposed to be a public service.
Until we privatize it, then you start getting the UPSs and the FedEx and things like that, where...
Mm-hmm.
They are out for profits.
Yes, and the whole idea of their business model is to make money off of you. And yes. So when there are no other options, they'll start price fixing. And you might want to believe in the small little world you're in that the government's going to do something about that. But let me tell you what, Dolan Trump, a talking corn, who cut 15% off of corporate taxes the first time he got elected, is not going to be that person.
No.
He's not going to try to take away their profitability because all he's ever wanted was to be big friends with them. Because he's got a lot of daddy issues. We let one diaper-wearing fat ass with daddy issues ruin everything.
Which is why so many people relate to him, because so many people have parental issues. They just match him so well.
Joe's at my window and I can't see what the sign is that he's showing me. I can't read that at all. Don't. Just come in. Listeners, you're just going to have to see my husband on this podcast. Yes, dear? Yes, they do. Okay. Thank you. Love you.
Well, we're almost done even, so we have less than 5 minutes left. So.
Therapy's going so well. Yeah, part of mental health is that sometimes life exists.
Oh,
sometimes
no.
Dogs have to get fed. And But I think I'm just entirely, I'm really trying to find a way to let go of a lot, and I'm struggling with it. And I feel like I'm having such a hard time trying to focus on my life and the things that I want to do, because I've given so much bandwidth in my head to everything else, and I'm struggling to rein that in.
Yeah.
Because I'll do well sometimes, and then sometimes I just, like, sometimes I just don't do as good of a job, and I need to, you know, give myself grace, obviously, but like, I just need to figure out a better way to operate on a day-to-day basis so I don't keep spiraling like that. So I need to probably give myself a lot more breathing room with, you know, like social media and, you know, messaging and things like that with people, where I'm just like, I just need to start not responding or not looking either.
I will say that I have been recently, I told my therapist that I'm like, I just need to do things to keep my creative side coming out because that makes me happy. And so I just kind of let down my walls and started making my stupid videos that I've started making and posting. And they've drastically helped me because it's almost like I'm purging the stress in my mind. My little PSA about a gay Thanksgiving, that was purging a lot of pent-up annoyance in my mind.
Maybe
and
that's what I
pulled
out
in that video.
Is stop beating around the bush and trying to be like subtle about things, and just maybe do a few short stories where I just beat people over the head with what my thoughts and feelings. I mean, just absolutely go ham on it. And if it never sees the light of day, that's fine, but maybe it'll get the gunk out of my system.
My God, I was scared to get my Thanksgiving one out for a minute because I was like, is this gonna make me look like a bad person?
No. See, that's the whole thing, is like, you want to exist like comfortably and safely around people who say they love you, And it makes you feel like a bad person for saying that. Is that the most insane thing in the fucking world?
Well, and then I started going, you know what? The shit I've watched on TikTok, this is very, very mild. So fuck it.
Yeah.
It's going. Fuck it. It is going. And any feedback I get, I'll be like, you're right. I'm a bad person.
Yeah, I just, that blows my mind because I'm just like, if you think that you should be able to show up to family Thanksgiving and be a piece of shit while you just praise a racist felon who is historically a racist and a felon, I mean, the guy's a piece of shit. There's just evidence all over the place. And if you don't feel comfortable with me challenging that, grow the fuck up, because I don't feel comfortable with you voting for a racist and a felon.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's just like, you're uncomfortable with me. I'm uncomfortable with the fact that you have that much control in the government right now.
Yeah, that just blows my
absolute
mind.
Complete lack of intelligent thinking has that much control. So kudos. I'm ready to watch you fail.
We're both uncomfortable, but you know what? If you think I'm the bad person here, that's a moral failing on your part.
But Anthony, I'm going to say this real quick. Quote, everything in the Bible is true, whether you believe it or not. You just need to open your mind.
Everything in the Bible is true?
I ended the conversation because I was like,
whoa, there's so many directions I can go with this.
What a fucking idiot. Your mom, an idiot. Just dumbass.
I told myself for a long time I wasn't going to rag on her on a podcast. And now on two podcasts, I'm just like, fuck her. She's dumb and she made my life hell and I'm tired.
She's mistreating you. And I think it's fair to say when people are mistreating you, because keeping it a secret is just sort of like a form of gaslighting too.
So, yeah, agreed.
Yeah.
See you next week.
I didn't hear the buzzer go off. All right.
And we're out of time.
Thank you for joining us today on our show. As you can see, therapy is not always easy, but it can be very rewarding and healing.
If you want to follow our journey and see how we progress, tune in next episode for the continuation of We're Not Therapists, But We Need One.
Join us on our socials, TikTok, Facebook, Threads, and Instagram, and email us at nopenottherapists@gmail.com.
That's nopenottherapists. @gmail.com.
We would love to hear your thoughts on our journey or any questions you have that we can help answer. Until then,
stay safe.
Mental health is a serious and important issue that affects millions of people around the world.
If you or someone you know is struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, or have any other mental health conditions, you're not alone and there is help available.
You don't have to suffer in silence or feel ashamed of your feelings.
There are many resources and support networks that can help you cope and heal.
Here are just a few.
The Crisis Text Line, which is a 24/7 service that connects you to trained crisis counselors who can help you with any type of emotional crisis. You can text HOME to 741-741 in the US or Canada, or 85258 in the UK, or 50808 in Ireland. You can also visit crisistextline.org for more information.
The National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a 24/7 service that provides free and confidential support for people in distress, as well as prevention and crisis resources. You can call them at 1-800-273-8255 or chat online at suicidepreventionlifeline.org.
The Headspace app, which is a meditation and mindfulness app that can help you reduce stress, improve your mood, and enhance your well-being. The app offers guided meditations, breathing exercises, sleep sounds, and other tools that can help you relax and cope with your emotions. You can download the app for free and try it for 10 days or subscribe for unlimited access to all features. You can find the app on the App Store or Google Play or visit headspace.com for more information.
These are just some of the resources that we have found helpful, but there are many more out there that can suit your needs or preferences. The most important thing is to reach out for help when you need it and to know that you are not alone. Mental health is not a weakness, but a strength, and taking care of it is one of the best things you can do for yourself and your loved ones. Until next time.